I'll hold your coat, gentlemen. Fight amongst yourselves. I've got the coats over here. Not even I was the hold the coat person.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
Hello, Molly.
Little party for after.
Yes. BPScrasher@gmail.com and also 402-915-0962. All the same digits. It's the Big Party Show. And if you got yesterday's podcast, we are moving independent, just like this podcast. The Big Party Show is going independent. So it doesn't affect you guys listening on Spotify or anything like that. Actually, it's going to be everywhere, including iHeart and everything like that. The big effect is going to be on YouTube. So go ahead and go to the Big Party Show YouTube channel. It's going to be sharing the After Party as well. So wherever you watch the After Party, you'll be watching the Big Party Show. And then if you need all the links, all one place, links are at bigpartyshow.com. We got no dumb questions today. Thank you for your no dumb questions. First of all, we have something. It's a little different of a question. They said, Molly, be honest.
Okay.
If Big Party got arrested, what do you think it would be for? I don't know. I've never been arrested. I've never been arrested.
It'd be something for driving.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like speeding? Well, I guess you'd have to do something to get arrested. Maybe it's fighting. Maybe it's a big old bar fight or something like that.
Big old bar fight?
Yeah.
You getting your butt kicked? I don't think you can get arrested for that. You kicking someone's butt, then I would worry, but I don't have to worry about that.
I haven't. I've been in one fight in my whole life, and and that was back in high school. And I mean, my brother and I fought all the time. You fought all the time because that's what brothers do.
Though.
Yeah, he would hold me down, and he would slap my. I've always had a big forehead, you know, and he'd slap my forehead with his two fingers. And he's sitting on my arm, so I can't stop. I can't stop him. And he had done it so many times. Remember, I had a what do you call it? A mullet, so my forehead showed. And I never wore hats back then. We just didn't wear hats back then. Anyway, he had did it so many times, Molly, that there were bruises, and it looked like fingers.
Parents were just nowhere to be found. Or?
They didn't even say anything. That's just what we do, you know. He was always bigger than me, too. Yeah. I mean, my parents, they decided, my stepfather, Jerry, he's like, if you guys are going to fight, you guys are going to have boxing gloves. So we went and got the big old boxing gloves, okay? And so basically we'd have to go in the backyard and fight each other with boxing gloves. But the thing is that there was only one pair of boxing gloves. So we each got one, and he would tie his, other hand behind his back. And so he'd have one, and he would beat the hell out of me.
Oh my God. Fun childhood memories. Memory lane.
It was a lot of fun. Have you ever been in a scuffle like that or anything like that outside
never
of your
been
sister?
In a fight.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
I've gone into a fight to pull somebody out.
Oh.
I've done that where there's like a big brawl happening and I've gone in to get someone out of that. And it's funny because guys are like swinging and they're like, girl. woman.
Yeah.
So there's that. Like, it's really funny. They're like, hey, right. Yeah, no. Make your way. And so then I grabbed my friend, took him out of the fight, and he was like, why did you embarrass me?
Oh, no.
Like, he was just like, dude, come on. I'm like, I'm not going to stand here and watch you brawl. Like, I'm not. Like, let's go.
Was there a lot of people fighting
at
the time?
Yes, it was like a roving, like, it started at a concert. It was one of those things where somebody shoves somebody. And then somebody's friends are like, hey. And then the other guy's friends are like, no, you, hey. And then next thing you know, another shove happens. And then shoving is all happening all over the place. And then it's just this tornado of male bodies. Just swinging and slapping and, I mean, whatever. And so I'm off to the side and I am like, we got to get out of here. Because it was one of those situations where I was like, they're going to call the cops. Like, security's here. They're okay. going to come and break this up and they're going to start pulling people away. Like, you're going to get in trouble. So my thinking was, I got to get my friend so we can get out of here before everything goes on lockdown. So I went into the brawl, and that's when it's like, erk! Somebody's going to swing, and then they turn and they're like, no. So I pulled my friend out. I was like, we got to get out of here. You can be mad at me all you want on the drive home. Sticking around.
Oh, God, I don't think I've ever been a part of a big brawl.
Before. It was nasty. It was just nasty. Because nobody knows. Everybody just wants to fight at that point.
Yeah.
Nobody knows why they're fighting. Everybody's just like whipped up into.
You get fired up. That's right. That those UCF fights and those fights like that. There's always people that are just overly amped during it. Yeah. You know, then you just want to beat up the guy standing behind you. Those would be fun to watch. I was such a peacekeeper. I was just always in the middle. Like in high school, we just knew everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. And I do remember there was like a giant, it seemed like there was 50 kids versus 50 kids. I don't know how this all went about, but I was the guy standing there as everybody was going out to the middle of this practice football field to battle. And I was the guy holding everyone's coats. So everyone on both sides.
Oh, would be your brother giving me a lot of you. He's like, God, get some respect. I'll hold your coat, gentlemen. Fight amongst yourselves. Yeah. I've got the coats over here. Yeah. Not even I was the hold the coat person. No, I was more like, here are the rules.
I would hold them.
No biting, no scratching.
I was always the person in between. I was never the person that doing it. Like I set up a fight. There was this couple or whatever wanted to fight. I don't know if it was two girls or whatever. And I was trying to be like, all right, here are the rules. These are the rules. You don't do this. You don't do that. This girl walked up to me and kicked me right between the legs. And then everybody laughed and went home.
Good for her. She's like, don't. Who are you? And stop. Give me my coat. I'm leaving. Can I have a coat, please?
Yeah, I remember that distinctively, just sitting there holding everyone's coats as everybody was battling it out on this giant football field. I don't even know what was happening. All I know is that my friend was fighting my other friend, you know, it was like 50 of them, you know, on each side. God, you can't do that stuff anymore.
Yeah, girls that I knew didn't fight like that. It was more like, I mean, it wasn't physical.
Girl fights are brutal that I've ever been up seen. I mean, you guys are.
I don't know if I've seen a girl fight.
Oh, I have. It's just a brutal hair pulling sometimes. I know now, I mean, people still
can't imagine. Fight,
but they're just pulling hair and just like I don't, if I was getting in a fight, that's the last thing I would think about when I was younger, yeah, about grabbing a man, you know, let's say a man and I are getting at it, about grabbing his hair. I, for some reason, but now I would grab hair.
You're like, I would grab anything it stop.
I'll grab nuts. I'll grab boobs. I don't care. I will grab. God, yeah. And when I played football, you know how you tackle somebody and there's a bunch of people on top of somebody, right? Mm-hmm. On the field. I would reach in to the opponent and I would grab whatever I could grab and squeeze it as hard as I can. And you would hear people screaming.
What a weasel you were. No wonder your brother beat you. He's like, God, such a snake. Such a little ankle biter. Look at you. You're like, and then we were all on the pileup and I squeezed somebody, some rando's nuts.
Yes. It wouldn't be whatever I could grab a hold of. It'd be fat. It'd be skin. I would grab and just squeeze as hard as I can. You know,
creepy long nails. Yeah. Oh my God. No wonder friendship was hard for you.
It wasn't hard for me earlier, but this is when I reinvented myself and went all the way over to in Germany. I got a chance to reinvent because I couldn't.
But then
make
you still slipped it in. You still slipped in that ankle biter, bottom to the top. Bucket full of crabs. Everybody's going down. Oh, you're going down and you're going down.
That is not true. But yeah, no fights over here. I'm a man of the peace. I'm the man of the peace. I'm the jacket holder is what I am. Well,
I'm the one who like steps in.
Okay. And stops.
Like,
y'all
are being stupid. I mean, seriously, like I'm the person that gets in people's faces. Like, you're being an idiot. You throw one more shot, and I swear to God, I'm going to kick you.
Really?
Yeah. And then they're like, I'm like, yeah, I'm crazy. You think I won't do it?
Yeah.
I'm a man trapped in a woman's body. Give me a reason. Waiting.
All right. We got another question from Marcus. All right. Thank you, Marcus. He says, and by the way, you can get us all the questions that you have. We go no dumb questions only on the after party right now. But you can get them to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com or 915-0962-402 area code. Marcus, there's a guy in my office with serious body odor. HR says they'll handle it, but nothing's changed. Do I say something to him myself?
No. You can't.
What was the last one?
You can't. You had? There was another one.
Oh,
yeah,
the 45 minute break.
Oh, yeah. The guy that was like, I want to tell. And you're like, don't do it. Yes. Never. I mean, and this is coming from somebody who just said that they would step into a fight and look somebody in the face and be like, you throw one more swing and I swear to God, I'll kick you. And I'm telling you,
don't.
No. Like, do not engage. Figure out your spots. But that's one where there's no walking that back.
No, you don't want to say
You've
something.
You've got to leave that to HR. What I would suggest doing is going back to HR and being like, this hasn't been handled.
100%.
Like, that's what I would do. I wouldn't just let it lie, but I would go back to HR and be like, are you going to do something about this? Because this is...
It's bad.
Like, it's still a problem. So you didn't... Like, it isn't fixed.
I worked with at a telemarketing place once, there was a girl there that had this weird smell to her.
Oh.
Right, it was a very odd smell, but it was very in your face. And so, of course, HR or the supervisor at that point had to call her into the office and talk to her about it because I guess people were complaining. I felt bad for her. I'm like, I don't know what it is, but she had said that she takes so much vitamins. Lesson learned, she takes so much vitamins that those vitamins eventually discrete through your skin. Oh. So that's what she smelled like, a giant vitamin of some sort. Yes.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. And then so
walk back the vitamins, Julie. Yes. Like, if you know why, like, if you're like, oh, it's all the vitamins I take. You're like, seems like something you can do something about. So we found the cause. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I mean, sometimes, I remember working with a dude that he smelled like alcohol all the time. And it wasn't because of the fact that he was drinking before he came to work, is that he drank a lot the night before. Have you ever seen that? And then the alcohol goes through your skin, out your pores. Okay. And so you can smell it. So you'd swear to God the guy has been drinking all morning, but he wasn't.
He's at probably all. Still drunk from the night before, though.
That too. Gosh, yeah. So yeah,
don't you remember in your 20s where you're showing up to work and you're like, I know I'm still drunk, like for
in
sure.
My 20s.
Like,
come on.
2 days ago. Current.
BO, a serious body odor is something different, though. If it's BO. Then that's a bad thing. I don't think you should handle it, Marcus.
That is just go back to HR and say we still have a problem.
But I do challenge you. I do challenge you to do it. Just like Travis with that 45-minute bathroom break every day. I challenge you, Marcus, to walk up to that person and say something. Then report back on what he says back.
Stay toxic, Marcus. Stay toxic. It's like, I'm going to whip up some drama in the workplace. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and tell this guy to his face that he smells and everybody's talking about it.
Yeah. As I challenge you.
Good things come from being really direct, Marcus. I expect that conversation to go 100% awesome.
Uh-huh. I do, too. Have you ever been around people that have, like, too much makeup? Not makeup, but too much perfume or cologne and stuff like that? Okay. Oh, yeah. People don't complain about that, I don't think.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We worked with somebody who complained.
Who?
There was somebody in our workplace that had a particular perfume that was...
Really?
Uh-huh.
Can you share?
It was like an herbal perfume. And it was something where it was very potent. And I there was another woman at the station that had an issue with this other woman's perfume.
Okay.
And it was like a thing. And I think that they went to like management and said a thing, because I think the other woman came back and said, like, somebody complained about my perfume. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I wish I knew. I mean, I can't wait to shut off these mics.
It'll come rushing back to you.
She did. And I do remember complaining about her.
No. You didn't complain. It was somebody else that worked not at our station, but at another station.
Okay. All right. God, who could that have been? Well, I'll think here longer. I've never reported anyone to anything at HR in my whole life. Again, I'm not that guy.
I've worked at so many places that didn't have HR.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had, I probably would have said something. Yeah. Like, if that guy gropes me one more time, I think I can't handle it.
Got groped a lot.
I had a boss. Oh, my God. This is good.
Okay.
When my job in high school, 16, was working at a grocery store. And the manager asked me out.
Okay. How old were you?
16.
Okay. How old was this guy? Was he
in his 20s?
Oh.
He was a manager at the supermarket.
Where would he
This wasn't like another 17-year-old. This wasn't like the guy that stocked shelves coming over and being like, "Hey, Molly, would you like to go out with me?" This wasn't like a fellow cashier that was asking me. This was an adult person.
Wow.
And he would come over all the time. Be like, "Did you think about it?" Like, well, like, seeing as the fact that I'm 16 years old and I just was allowed to start dating, I thought maybe I'd start with somebody my own age, because I wasn't allowed to date until I was 16.
Imagine what your folks would say if your first date was like a 26-year-old
guy. He's got an apartment. Yeah. He graduated college.
Oh,
He's
my God.
He's got a real salaried position at the place that I work. Think about that just in and of itself. A manager asking out an hourly employee. There's so many things that you can't do anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact
that was back then, right? I mean,
but I'm just saying the fact that, like, I love how you're like, "Well, how old was he?" Like, that's such a dude reaction. Like, what?
Well, he's like a 35-year-old or something like that. I mean, even
it doesn't matter. A manager was asking out a junior in high school. Think about that.
Well, think about maybe you were a looker. Maybe you're like a good looker and what were you wearing? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that white Oxford with the tie and the black pants and the apron. Sexy.
Well, maybe he was into that. Yeah, I mean, maybe he didn't know how
another
old you
reason
are,
to
Molly.
Be completely creeped out. He's like, maybe. Oh, and wear the uniform.
God, yeah. You think about it.
No, thanks.
How long
I'm good.
Did he pursue you?
He asked me out a couple. I mean, like, he did not give up. Like, it wasn't like one and done. I mean, and that's the other thing. I mean, this
day
and age,
break you down.
Going to HR, and if you were like, hi, I'm 16, and yes. that guy who is my manager and is a fully aged adult has been asking me out. They'd be like, there's so much to unpack here.
Yes.
You're a minor.
Yeah.
He's a superior. This is happening on the clock. Okay. Yeah. Like, I think
about how many times maybe he asked and someone said yes.
Maybe.
I mean, he was I don't recall. I don't know what you looked like back then. I'm sure you were very beautiful. Still are.
You're not making this better.
No.
No, I was a dorky 16-year-old.
There you go. He's into dorks. I mean,
trust me, it wasn't some like a hot smoke show. People were banging down the door. Oh my God, I can't wait till she can date.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Like, I can date now. They're like, fine.
Date
good
away.
For you.
All right, so what's going on with this Uber? Uber's announced something, which I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is great news. So Uber is doing this thing where it's like Uber Plus, and as a female, you can request a female driver. And as a female driver, you can make it a priority to have female passengers.
Okay.
There's been a lot of issues, and sure. a lot of them have been covered up, and they've come out over the years about the fact of like the number of inappropriate incidents, assaults that have happened between passengers yeah. and drivers. And I think just a lot of times it's also just about your own safety. I mean, sometimes the reason you're calling an Uber is you've had one too many at the bar, you know, and it's at night, and I mean, not to say that everybody's like incapacitated, but I'm just saying a lot of times you're calling on an Uber because you're in a position where you are not fit to drive.
I think they should have done this a long time ago. I mean, it only makes sense to me. I mean, we've all read the stories and stuff like that. Like, I would never let the sweet Wylene take an Uber by herself.
Why?
Because I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anyone. Not that they would make a move, but they know where we live. They know where she lives. I mean, it could become an issue. I don't know this person. But if it was a female situation, I think I would be like, yeah, go ahead. Go on with the
what if she's a single nice white female? She's like, now I know where you live. Yeah. Now I know where you work.
Well.
Now I know everything. I mean, it's just,
I'm talking by yourself.
California, there's a group that's pushing back. They're saying that it's
What is their argument, really?
That it's basically a form of discrimination, that they're discriminating against male drivers.
Talk to the male drivers that committed a crime or something, you know.
Well, it's like baby with the bathwater. They're saying like just because you can't pool everyone together. Just because somebody acted inappropriately doesn't mean that everybody that works for this company is behaving inappropriately.
Is behaving that way.
So they're saying, you know, we're all being punished for a few bad actors. And if this were the other way around, if they were saying men could do this, there'd be this outrage where it's like, you're discriminating against women. And they're like, well, how about you're discriminating against men? They're making that argument. I'm not saying anything about the argument. I'm just saying this is the argument they're making.
Okay. Yeah, because I just find it safer. I mean, if it's going to make a woman more comfortable, I think that's great. I mean,
Now, keep in mind, this also goes for the driver. She could say, I'm not taking Big Party because I only drive women. And that's
fine.
What they're pushing back about.
Yeah, I would be fine with that. I'm a good Uber rider. I communicate. I talk. I try to be friendly. I mean, the Ubers here are a lot different than like Las Vegas. They're a lot different. They like have, and I don't know what it's like in Chicago. But like
kind of like
Vegas,
being in a taxi. It's not like anything.
Yeah. All right. So the Ubers in Vegas, it seems like they like give you water. I think it's because of the desert, which I think you should be leery of drinking that. Now that I think about it, but they also have food and candy and snacks and stuff like that. They make it completely comfortable for the rider. You not experienced that? It's pretty nuts. Now I wouldn't need it because what if they drug me and now I'm in, being taken into the the desert being taken advantage of.
You have a lot of anxiety and fear around strangers. You're like, what if they know where I live now? You're like, well, no. Of course they do. You put it in.
Yes, exactly. And next you know it, I'm getting robbed or something like that. It's not like
so
that.
So do you just never take Ubers then?
No, I take Ubers with Wylene, and I'll take it by myself. I was saying I don't like her taking one by herself, I just don't like her taking one by herself because of all those weird stories that I've heard about things that have happened to super beautiful women like the sweet Wylene. So, hey, people can be creepy. And I think all the women listening right now is probably agreeing on the fact that it needs to happen. There needs to be females driving females if that's what your product, if that's what you want.
Yeah, it's nice to have that preference. Nice to be able to have that. I personally, I haven't had any bad experiences.
So I haven't either.
But I also know that there are people probably that are survivors of bad experiences that also feel that sort of anxiety, being in an enclosed space with a strange somebody of the opposite sex, man or female. There's
what about kids? What about kids, though?
Yeah, that special kid Uber type of deal.
Ah, I can become an Uber kid driver?
You probably have to be vetted.
Well, yeah. I have no criminal history. I'm not a weirdo.
No, I know. I'm just saying, if someone were to do that, it would definitely be a different vetting process,
I just don't want to. I talk too much. I feel like, I really have conversations with these people that are driving, if I can. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to talk, then I ain't going to talk. And you can tell because they just give you one word answers and you're like, all right, forget about this one. And Wylene always knows. She always knows that when we get in there, I'll be besties, giving them a hug, leaving the airport.
She's like, oh, my God.
So I think it'd be great with kids. I don't want to drive a school bus. Those things seem way too big. To maneuver around. But I think
and also at the end of the ride, don't try to hug the kid. I would say keep your hands to yourself. I think we're best friends. Let me give you a hug. Red flag. No touching.
I've met some awesome Uber drivers in my travels. I don't take a lot of Ubers here at home, but I do when I travel. And I've met a lot of great ones. I've met vets. I've met all kinds of different people. I'm not against Uber or anything like that. Some of those stories are just so stinking scary.
What's wild is I had an Uber driver. He was driving me. It was in Chicago. He was driving me to the airport. And, that's a long, you're stuck in traffic. You're talking at least 30 minutes with the other human being, right? Started off fine. Started off normal conversation. And then I think he was like, oh, this is a decent person. This is a legitimately nice, you and I legitimately ask questions about people and care about their answers and that kind of stuff. And that's not common. I think a lot of people are used to people not paying attention or being curious. By the end of this drive, I was like, I got to get out of this car.
Oh, I've been there. You pull the chain. Yeah.
No, but this was, he's like, the government. It was full on conspiracy theory. Aliens are real. We're being monitored. There's stuff in the water. It's a whole, I was like, oh my God. And at that point, you're like, just keep them talking. Don't rile them up. You know what I mean? Because you're just like,
you're in the desert somewhere.
Right. All of a sudden he's like, oh, you're one of those people. And you're like, no, I'm not an alien. All of a sudden I completely understand the movie Begonia where it's just all, you have that moment where you're like, don't make any sudden moves.
Yeah,
just listen and be like, right? That's interesting. I've never thought about it that way. I'm not committing that I believe the same things you do, but I'm also, I hear you and I acknowledge you and I want to get to the airport alive.
I just, if I was ever to Uber, I don't want to drive people that have been drinking. I just don't want to deal with that stuff. Like I had one guy, some old guy, he's like, I only pick up people to take them to their cars and take people to the airport in the mornings. So I won't do it at night. Even though you can probably make more money than that. It just seems like there's a chance of, I don't know, vomit and, you know, just unruly people that have been drinking.
Yeah, I mean,
much,
you're running a risk. I mean, you're dealing with somebody who is compromised, I mean, to whatever degree. Uh-huh. And it's the wild card. Are they a happy drunk? Are they a sad drunk? Are they a sick drunk? Are they an angry drunk? Are they an aggressive drunk? You know, I mean, you never know what you're going to get.
Is this coming? Is it out now, or is it coming to a
it's
city
out now.
Near us? Okay, all right, good deal. Did you see real quick, and we're going to wrap real quick. Did you see that those air taxis are starting to get launched in several cities? I would never get in one.
Not
are you kidding
dare.
Me?
No yeah. way.
Air uh-uh. taxis. No one's flying it. By the way, no
it's
one's
just,
sitting
it's
in.
It's like a drone.
Yeah. Mm. No stinking way.
After you test rabbits.
Would never do it. But all right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Scrolling on the toilet. All right. Whoa. We'll tell you all about that. You need to pay attention and check out the Big Party Show podcast. Merch at bigpartyshow.com and all the links as well. We will see you on Wednesday tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.